Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am living large. I proved last week I can dive at 55, and here I am on week two of that journey, ready to go, refreshed after an amazing adventure in Sabine St. Kitts with Explorer Ventures. Made some new diving friends. We just had a blast. There's a lot more to cover on that little trip we had last week, and we'll get into that a little bit later on and catching up with the peanut gallery here at the headquarters. But before we do that, I have to move this guy up to the front of the pack because, well, he's in the Philippines, and they're like 12 hours ahead. I want to find out what the lottery ticket numbers are going to be for tomorrow in advance. So we got Dr. David Asman. I didn't say it right, did I, Dr. David? I totally screwed up your name. Please correct me.
Oh, well, I say it Asmussen, but Asmussen. You know, I'll accept almost anything.
Yeah, well, I knew I was going to do that because he told me this is what they used to call him back in the day and kids and teased him. And I said, don't do that because I'm going to. Well, anyway, moving on. You're at Sandy Divers in the Philippines. And the reason we have Dr. David on today is because he was nice enough to help out the IQ program that's coming up at the Scuba Show in Long Beach here in a few weeks. They've given a prize to go to the Philippines as part of the seminar speaker program that they have there at the show. And I don't know, they're going to give it away at one of the dinners or luncheons that they have during the two-day event there in June. Is that the plan there, Dr. David, or what?
Right, right. And we're also going to give another one away at the actual show, Scuba Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got one at the Scuba Show and one as part of the IQ program that now he's helping to facilitate there at the event, the seminar speakers.
Right, they definitely are. Mm-hmm.
Zale Perry is speaking. There's a whole Lloyd Bridges thing going on with Sea Hunt. It's really exciting stuff. We're going to get into that a little bit later on the show, too. And that's some big news we're going to share with everyone today on the big show. But like I said, Dr. David there from Sandy Divers was nice enough to be one of the supporters of the event and of the Scuba Show to provide a giveaway to the Philippines, a place where yours truly has never been. The Philippines have been on my list for many, many years, 21 to be exact at least, the length of doing this show. And I get all these reports about the diving being spectacular. And I've seen your website, sandydivers.com, I think, or what is it exactly? Let's
right.
get it out there.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Okay, so you can go there and you can watch the video. You can see what it's like. And it just looks like a little piece of paradise. So I want to find out about your perspective of the diving there at the resort. But first of all, obviously you have a hardcore Filipino accent. So how did you end up in the Philippines? Because I'm guessing that's not quite accurate.
Well, yeah. First, let me tell you how I started diving about 1957. I heard Jacques Cousteau speak at the Sea Aquarium when I was like 15 years old about the inventor of the aqualung.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, I borrowed somebody's equipment that didn't know anything, and I taught myself to dive in a gravel pit lake in Miami. And so a long time before I really got into diving after that, because there wasn't much to see in that lake. But Scandi Divers, you know, Philippines has 100 million people. It's 7,000 islands. It's it's a big place. You know, U.S. area only has 300 million. People don't realize how big it is and how many wonderful diving spots there are. And people speak English here. It's the second language. It's the official language. And so you can contracts and signs and everything. And the staff all speaks English. I started with the 9 rooms here as a little hobby, as my retirement hobby. And then, you know, something got the best of me, and I keep expanding. Now I'm up to 40 rooms here, and I had no boats. And now I got 6 diving boats, and we got lots of people from all over the world coming here to dive.
Very nice. There's now, 40, and I've seen those boats on the video, so they have that kind of – they got a unique look to them. What do they call them there in the Philippines?
Call them bunker boats. We have bunker boats and speed boats, depending on what people want. But the bunker boats are basically trimaran, you know, they're catamarans. And they're very stable and relatively inexpensive to make and to keep up. So, and they're easy to dive off of and get back on, I think easier than probably speedboats. And since we've got 40 dive sites with only within 10 minutes of here, you really don't need a fast boat to get to the dive sites. And we've got a lot of, we've got a muck diving with a lot of nudibranches, thousands of different species of nudibranches, and then a lot of good general diving here. And so it's enough that people can keep coming back, and you can come and stay 2 weeks and really probably not get all the good dive sites done. And usually you want to go back and go to one a second time because you'll see it's different things.
Yeah, and you know, so, I probably heard mostly about the nudibranch and muck diving in the Philippines, but from the video, you guys have everything. I mean, I saw a little bit of shark action. I saw some turtles and octopus and all kinds of cool stuff as well. So it looks like you have everything across the board. And also, one of the things I've heard about the Philippines is a lot of the destinations, a lot of the resorts there, you got to fly into Manila, and then you got to take like 2 or 3 more flights. But that isn't the case with Sandy Divers, right? You guys are fairly accessible, right, to the main airport there in the islands?
Right. Well, it's a 2-hour drive and a 1-hour boat ride, and take you right to our beach and walk to your room and, you know, 50 yards or 50 meters. And you can also take a seaplane now. They have 3 flights a day that only take 30 minutes.
Okay.
So, and it's a real treat to fly over a volcano and a volcano lake at the same time on that trip. So it's kind of it's nice to do that one way if you can afford it. It's only $110 for the flight. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah. And the diving, just great. So how did you end up in the Philippines, of all places? That's a long way from Miami.
Well, it is. And well, I started when I was ready to retire. I went to China and practiced in an American-owned hospital first. And I was helping nurses from China go to the USA, which has not really worked out well because Chinese are single-child policy. People aren't used to taking care of others. Anyway, so I came to Philippines to learn how it was done. And the weather was warm here, and I discovered my arthritis and my feet didn't bother me. Things are inexpensive, and the people are very, very nice.
Yeah.
And so I kept coming back, and then I figured, how can I make this part of my life? And so I decided I'd buy part of a small little scuba diving resort and have friends that you meet. But something got the best of me in business, I guess. I just kept wanting to expand. So I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Your passion became your profession. And it looks really cool. I love the website. Once again, scandidivers.com. You can check it out. And is it all-inclusive kind of thing, too? Or are there little restaurants all around you go visit or what?
There's restaurants all around. We're number 2 out of 51 hotels on TripAdvisor in Puerto Galera. And you can walk down the beach. We're in the quiet end of the beach where the water's real clean and quiet. But you can walk down the beach 20 minutes, and there's restaurants all along the way. And then you get to a town with a little lively nightlife. But we have all-inclusive packages, but it's not necessary to have food included. And we've got a great chef. So, and like 3 restaurants, all water view outside right on the water.
Well, I'm sold. You know, if I don't win the trip at the scuba show or as part of the IQ program, I'm going to have to figure out some way to get out there in the next few months. Will you have us if we were able to do that?
Yes. Actually, the diving is good anytime. I don't suggest July and August when it's the rainy season, and most people like being in the USA anyway at that time.
If it's a little wet during those months, that doesn't bother me. I'll have my dive gear with me anyway. So
Yeah, actually, it's pretty busy during that time because, you know, it's when people have off. And compared to some places, it's cool. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of expats who live in China who come down and they come to Philippines and it's cool in July. They're, gosh, it's really nice here.
So, I bet.
The weather's pretty much the same, you know, 80 to 85 degrees year round. You know, at night it gets down to maybe 76, something like that. But pretty comfortable year round.
Well, I'm sold. I got to get out there and we'll make that happen. Hopefully.
Well, I'll make a special deal for you.
There you go. Now we're talking.
You do a radio show from here when you get here, of course.
Well, yeah, that might have to be in the cards for sure. Well, Dr. David there from scandidivers.com. Check him out. Maybe you'll win a trip if you come out to the scuba show, but if not, book it. And you can call us up and tell us what you saw right here on the big show. Thanks, Dr. David. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years.
Make that 21 now.
And still sucking.
You suck.
On air.
Hey, hey, come on. That sting.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know.
Did you ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and that was nice. Checking in with the Philippines. But, you know, thanks to Dr. David Assman.
Assman?
No. That's what I mistakenly
said. I'm sorry.
Said.
I thought you said Assman.
No, I did not. Don't
Who Among Us is mind. Not.
Okay, there's that. But it does sound like Scandi Divers is a cool place. And something that we got to get out there and do sometime. It's definitely been on my list for some time, so we'll see if we can make that happen. All right, look, we got a lot to cover today, including, you know, a recap or some follow-up from last week's adventure in St. Kitts and Sable with Explorer Ventures. That was quite an adventure. And we're going to talk a little bit more about liveaboard diving and that kind of thing. But we have some big news to share with everyone today.
We do.
Yeah. And that's why you're here.
Oh, my news.
Yeah, your news. You and Eric.
I was all
Douglas.
Excited. I thought it was something I didn't know.
Yeah. Bug Boy, well, no, he wasn't a part of this, so I guess he's here to, for moral support. Is that it, Bug Boy? I mean, Bubble Boy?
Did you say Zbigniew New Brzezinski?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did say that.
I didn't hear that. I heard Ass Man.
Okay.
Again. What is it, Yanny or Laurel?
Yes, I came back for that.
I heard Ass Man.
Ah!
When he says, "Jim Assing with Desmond."
See, we have that in common. That's exactly what I heard. So, the new audiobook of Turks and Chaos has now gone live. It's available. And where can you get it, CJ?
iTunes, Amazon, and Audible.com. Turks and Chaos, Hostile Waters, a Mike Scott thriller by Eric Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who don't remember, this is the book that was written from our adventure in the Turks and Caicos on the Explorer Ventures, live aboard the Turks and Caicos to explore about a year and a half ago. We brought a bunch of people on board. I was on board. We had Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany.
Played by future mermaid Darcy Ricciardi.
That's true. We had to change the voice on that one.
We had to take some creative liberties.
Yeah. But everyone else, with the exception of Tiffany's part, we did the audiobook in their real voice. So I played myself. I this was the second time that I've been asked to reprise my role as me.
Greg the Dive Master is Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah.
Greg the Dive Master production.
This was the first time, though. Wasn't it the first time when we had the Scuba Cowboy do his own part?
I think so.
Yeah.
Also, Casey was in it. Dennis and Abby.
Right.
The whole captain.
All the people that were on the boat.
The captain and crew, the Explorer Ventures, Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
Yeah.
So armed gunmen, action, danger.
Right. And, CJ is the narrator and the voice of Mike Scott.
You have to listen and make sure and see if Greg makes it out alive.
That's true.
And most people don't know that Greg does all of his own stunts.
He did.
I did. I didn't come away unscathed.
Couple of bruises.
Yeah. And
just like Tom Cruise.
Still a bit of a sprain there, yeah.
Is that what that big bandage is?
Yeah.
On your knee?
No, it's not a diaper.
Well, I didn't think it was a diaper.
Well, it's a bandage.
Now that you mentioned it.
Yeah. So how I got that injury, you will have to listen to the audio book and find out for yourself.
He twisted his vestibula.
That's what she calls it. So anyway, it's quite impressive. A production.
What is? Oh, the audiobook.
Spectacular, I think. You did a great job, CJ. You really did.
Thanks.
And I guess we should give some people a little taste, a little teaser. Okay, so we have a little clip from the audiobook, Turks and Chaos.
Is this the actual clip or is this something else?
No, this is a real clip from the show. I think we're going to hear the Scuba Cowboy play his part and a few people. Let's listen in.
The recent storm damage is going to make it harder for help to come from Provo, so we're on our own for a while. We've got to hope our messages have gotten through to the U.S. authorities. He turned to the rest of the passengers. How are we set for weapons now?
We have all four of the machine guns,
Pop said.
The one guy dropped his downstairs before he went over the side, and the other one set his down before he was cast adrift. And we have the two from these guys, plus their extra magazines. A couple pistols as well.
Okay, that's not great, but better than they're probably expecting from us. Anyone with experience using guns like that, set yourself up on the stern to watch for the bad guys. If we can discourage them from trying to board us, the better off we'll be. And save a gun for me. I've used an MP5 before. The waves still bounced the boat around, especially now that they were running across them instead of through them, but the wind and the rain died down quickly. In the distance from the stern sun deck, they could see their pursuers. It was a 40-foot cabin cruiser, capable of outrunning the larger boat easily. It won't be long before they get here, Mike said. Mike's instinct was spot on. The chase boat accelerated even more once the storm began to let up. JF had bought them time to get organized, but not much more than that.
That was pretty impressive. Are there more people that do a part in that thing, CJ?
God, what happens?
The only way to know is to go listen to it.
But no, I know what happens.
Oh, you do? I guess, yeah, you read it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You sound a little different, but Pop, the scuba cowboy, sounds like...
He sounds really different, Greg. Yeah,
like an evil genius.
Pop is really cool in this.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's a departure from his
real
life.
He plays a little bit.
He does.
Not to give it away, but there's a little spoiler. He does play a little.
Right. Well, that is true. Now, there was, people think this just happens. You know, CJ just reads this one time through and you're good to go. But that's not necessarily the case. We do have some extra clips here. Let's see.
Chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Mike Scott hovered above the reef, breathing slightly.
Yeah.
Breathing slightly?
Right.
Who said that?
You did.
Breathing lightly.
Oh, okay. There's yes, that.
But Mike had a break from his day. But Mike had a break from his day job,
yeah,
and decided a chance to spend a week on a liveaboard.
What happened
See,
there?
Those are the screw ups.
Ah, okay, I understand. It could happen.
I can't read good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All I heard was.
But Mike.
So who is what character is that?
Which one?
That guy.
But Mike.
Yeah.
But Mike?
Yeah.
All right, now you're playing.
He's related to Mr. Astro.
No, who is that?
You're doing a little creative editing there.
No, I'm not. It's from the book,
but
I swear.
Mike.
Yeah.
But Mike?
Yeah.
I never said that.
You said it. I heard it
you
right there.
You put it together.
No, it's right there. It's plain as day. it's one of the characters from Turks and Chaos.
I don't remember him.
But Mike?
Yeah, see?
But Mike.
But Mike. Okay, enough nonsense.
What's wrong with you?
We got more to come. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio with me, fresh from a liveaboard adventure in Saba St. Kitts with Explorer Ventures. Had such a great time. And, we did these Facebook Live things during the trip. I got to give a little shout out to Rachel, who was with Explorer Ventures and on the boat with us, helping facilitate that. We just did a few. And we're doing Facebook Live today in the studio. It's a little bit more fun when it's out on location on the sun deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2, as opposed to what everybody is watching right now, which is me in front of a microphone. However, we may spice that up a bit. And by the way, I got to give a shout out to Jeff, Jimmy. I can't scroll up right.
Brandon.
Hey, everybody's checking out, and we appreciate it. We do see you and read your comments. Despite
Tig, is it Tig?
All the complaints and everything. Yeah, it's all good. Who?
Virginia Scuba Tuning.
Yeah. I see someone mentioned the world record attempt of the most divers linked underwater. They're planning to do that down at Deerfield Beach, I think June 18th or something.
June 16th.
June 16th. Okay. We are looking into that. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this ourselves, because actually it looks like I have to travel that week and make my way out towards the scuba show. So we may not be able to participate ourselves, but I am aware of that. Thanks for the heads up. And we'll cover it accordingly on the show. But they're trying to break a Guinness Book of World Records thing of the most divers holding hands underwater or something. I don't know. Linked arms. Is it linked arms?
Yeah, that's what it says.
If you're holding hands, I mean, that would be
hands
what?
Hands under the water. Water.
Just stop. Will you please?
No,
my
please
God.
Go on.
No, don't do that. It's a cool thing. All right. I thought I said stop.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so we are going to do some more Facebook Live.
Is there an ass man? Named
why
Ass
all
Man.
Three of us are raising our hands? What's up with that? So you'd see this on Facebook Live right now if you're checking us out. So that sounded kind of strange, but whatever. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I swear, it'll be about diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I like to go deep. So one time I went very, 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 very deep with the computer and everything.
Water. Water. Water.
Everybody sing.
Water. Water.
Water.
Water.
You think his only talent is audiobooks? Well, obviously, he can do scuba radio edits of famous rap tunes as well. We appreciate that, CJ. This is
my pleasure.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming up, how you can marry the ocean. We're going to tell you how, I swear. There's
what if that bitch gets salty?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what, even know what that means. But Alex Rose has a program. It's actually pretty cool. You know, a very unique program that she has developed, and we're going to get into that here in just a bit. But I want to take this opportunity to reflect a little bit more on what happened last week with our liveaboard trip in Saba, St. Kitts, because CJ and Bubble Boy were not there. So this is my opportunity to rub it into them.
What happened?
And say, you guys suck.
Good diving.
Oh, it was great. The weather was perfect, and I came back to Florida finding out it had rained every single day.
Oh, yeah, it's been just nuts.
Yeah.
Raining for like 9-10 days straight.
Yeah, and it's been pretty much raining ever since I've been back. But we didn't have hardly any rain during the trip. We did have some wind, and it kind of, you know, stirred up things a little bit. But as far as, you know, air temperature and water temp, it was perfect. But the coolest thing about this, and, you know, I literally, you know, was talking to some of the people on the boat, you know, Bill, if you listened to last week's show, you heard Bill and his family came out, brought three of his kids out for their first live aboard dive experience. We had Dr. Steve from the New York area. He'd never been on a live aboard trip before. He'd been on many trips before with other groups and things like that. And I told him at the beginning of the week, you know, you are in for the time of your life. You have no idea what you're about to experience. But trust me, I have done this, literally, this particular itinerary in Saba, St. Kitts like 10 times with Explorer Ventures now.
Wow. And, lucky man.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm very lucky and maybe somewhat jaded in that regard. And, you know, for me, I kind of know the routine. I know what to expect. And I love going every time because I know it's just the best way to experience the underwater world is to be on a liveaboard trip like that. And
you're underwater a ton. I mean, you are diving a lot.
This is true. You can do like 20, you know, 25 dives.
I've only done it once, but it was awesome, and I'll never forget it.
It's it's just the best way ever to just get tons of bottom time and more experience. If you're like me, when I go on a trip like this, I'll usually have some kind of new piece of gear that I want to futz with for the week. And when you have that much opportunity to dive, you know, especially, like in my case, I was with the Kraken Smart Housing. And so I'm still kind of learning this system that basically takes your cell phone. You can throw it into this housing and use your cell phone underwater. I got some great stuff. Now, I'll be honest, it kind of crept out on me about halfway through the week. I had a little equipment malfunction, so didn't hurt anything. I didn't mess up my phone or anything. I just had to bail on my videos about halfway through. But having those dives, that many dives available, really gives you opportunity to tweak your gear, adjust your buoyancy, that kind of thing. Or like in my case, working with a camera housing, trying to get better shots, better videos, that kind of thing. And when you're going back to back like that, you know, it's like, okay, you take your dive, you watch your video. It's like, okay, I need to do more of this. And you're diving within the next hour. You know, after a quick nap and a bite to eat, you're back in the water. And it gives you an opportunity to really hone your skills in that regard and work with new gear. That's what I'll do. But if you're a diver and say you don't have a lot of diving experience, I mean, literally within a week, you got 25 dives under your belt. That is a lot of experience, a lot of bottom time to improve your skills and make you more comfortable in the water. And you can get that, you know, on a land-based operation, maybe.
Or if you don't want to work on something, you can just chill and enjoy the hell out of yourself.
Well, you know, the other thing for me personally, I have a tendency to not dive every dive. You can do up to 5 dives a day. I'll do 3. One of the afternoon dives would be nap time. You know, now that I'm 55, I'm allotted a certain amount of nap time. You know, in that that's kind of in the rule book.
Do you hit the oxygen tank?
No, I haven't got that far yet.
You have a nasal cannula?
Nah, I haven't decided to do that, but I may.
What about a scooter? Do we need to get you a scooter next year for your birthday?
It'd be very easy for Explorer Ventures to open up an oxygen bar on one of their liveaboard boats.
Make it on the top deck.
Yeah, turn it into a swanky kind of thing. Absolutely.
Little bubbles, little colored water bubbles.
Flavor, you know, like lavender or something there.
Lavender?
I mean, I don't know. Isn't that what they do?
I don't know.
You've been to one.
No, I have not.
Yo, you're a liar. I know you are a liar.
Untrue.
So anyway, you know, I was telling these folks on the boat that had never been on this liveaboard trip that this is going to change your approach to diving and how you feel about dive vacations. And, you know, I told them the first day, this is going to really make a big difference to you. And I'm interested to see what you think at the end. And sure enough, I asked them again at the end. I said, so I told you so. Was I correct? And I'm thinking like, yeah, you're an idiot. And after they said that, but you are correct in this instance. So I appreciate that. And it's always good for me to, you know, see it through the eyes of a first timer. You know what I mean?
It's one of those things that it exceeds your expectations. You go into it thinking this is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's even way far beyond that.
It's hard to explain to someone who's never done it because everybody has this phobia.
If you're a diver, it is like the perfect trip you could possibly take.
Well,
it's very easy.
It's like telling you know, a new couple what it's like to have kids. You can tell them what it's like, but there's no way for them to experience that feeling and what the responsibility comes into mind and all this kind
of episiotomy.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, you can't really explain how it's going to really be. They have to experience it for themselves. You can kind of give them an idea, but you know, until you go through it yourself, you're not really going to have that presence of mind to know what it really feels like. And that's kind of what liveaboard diving's like. A lot of the objections I first get from people is like, oh man, I don't want to be, you know, locked down on a boat for a whole week and I can't go onto land.
It's a yacht. You're not locked down. Blah, blah, blah. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's you know, obviously weather's weather and that can always
I mean, if you're a problem, we need to zip tie you and hog tie you.
Well, that's what we do on, you know, nighttime. You know, after, you know, a cocktail,
maybe
just
cause trouble.
You know. Yeah, you can do a lot
there
of stuff.
There are repercussions.
You know, you're in international waters, so whatever you do to entertain yourself and your group on the boat is up to you. But I'm going to focus on the diving.
And, the good stuff.
Yeah. And the thing about it is it really is a different style. It just puts you in a different frame of mind. But it's really hard to explain to folks that think, they have all these objections to it. They think they're going to get too, you know, claustrophobic, or they'll be, you know, stir crazy from not being able to, you know, go off a boat or something. But I'm telling you, the boat is big. You got plenty of space. You got your own little, you know, nook there to kind of, you know, zone out, take a nap, whatever, sleep, read a book, hang out on the sun deck, work on rays and getting a, you know, tan or something.
Yeah, it's
like
not
that.
You don't feel crowded at all.
Not at all. But the bottom time you get, when you get into the routine, it's just spectacular. I remember the first liveaboard trips I took, it took me like a day or two to kind of, you know, zone out enough where I was getting into the routine. Now I've been so many times, literally, I'm there within an hour. I set up my gear and I know the routine and I'm relaxed as I could possibly be. But a lot of people, you know, you're in the hustle and bustle of life. It may take you a day or so to unwind a bit and kind of take all the stuff. But as soon as it hits you, you just kind of go, okay, I got it. I'm supposed to get up. I'm supposed to eat something. Then I'm going to go set up my gear. I'm going to jump in the water, and I'm going to come out, and I'm going to eat a cookie, and I'm going to take a nap, and then I'm going to jump back in the water, and then I'm going to come back up, eat a brownie, and then I'm going to take a nap, and then I'm going to jump in the water. And you kind of get into this routine, and it's a pretty cool routine to be in. And it's about as relaxing and, a way to escape better than anything out there.
You know how I describe it to people?
How's that?
Sleep, wake up, breakfast, dive, snack, dive, lunch, dive, snack, dive, dinner, and then either night dive or happy hour.
I heard no naps in there.
I don't usually take naps.
Yeah, well, you're not 55. And it's all about pacing yourself, young man.
Greg's ready for a dirt nap.
Thank you, Bubble Boy.
Son of a bitch.
All right, let's marry the ocean. We'll talk about it next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at his tank. It's so big. He looks like one of those new divers every girl wants to talk to. Who understands those girls? They only talk to him because his busy pocket is totally stuffed, okay? I mean, his octopus is just dangling. I can't believe it's just so long. It's like out there. I mean, wow, look. He's just so
I new. Like big tents and I cannot lie. You are the sister came at night. When a guy walks in with such a pretty face and a big thing in your face, you look twice. And you want to go ask, did you notice his pocket was stuffed? Tight is what she was wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to die with ya. Anyway, for ya. My girlfriend's trying to warn me, but that way you got
makes me so worried.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you say you want a buddy, yep. Well, use me, cause you ain't that average newbie. I see them blowing, the bubbles wide diving. You streamy, flirty, streamline like wine lock tea. I just cannot believe he goes down so easily to the average diver and ask him that. That's how you hit the spot. So, lady,
yeah,
lady,
yeah,
has your boyfriend got the tank?
Hell yeah,
use it,
use it,
use it,
use it,
use
it.
Use that shiny tank. Gotta get wet.
Okay. Yeah, it's Mermaid Faith. She's quite talented, as you can tell. Quite the rapper. She's going to be out there at the Scuba Show with us June 23rd. And possibly sporting the tail. Who knows? But it's a... You know, that was quite an impressive little production she put together.
It was.
Even gave a little shout-out to CJ.
What?
Yeah, Curly. Curly Johnson.
I didn't hear that. No, she said Mr.
There.
Johnson.
No, she was referring to
She was
to
talking
you.
About me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was impressed by your tank.
That's sweet.
Okay, anyway, let's move on. We have Alex Rose on Scuba Radio right now. Alex, welcome to the big show. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. How are you doing?
We are swell. Having too much fun as usual.
Well, it's good to hear.
Yeah. Now, you have a very cool program. I've been wanting to get her on for some time now. We actually, someone mentioned your project to me at the Beneath the Sea show a few weeks ago. And you have set up this thing where you can actually marry the ocean. So
yes, you can.
What is this? Explain, please.
So, we're coming up on June, which is World Oceans Day. And it's also my 1 year anniversary of this company. Uh-huh. And it's called Blue Ring. And I started Blue Ring because I was kind of looking for a new way to start a membership based method of ocean conservation that's accessible to everybody and inclusive of everyone who wants to better understand and protect the ocean. And I thought, why not let people marry the ocean? Like, how much more fun and how much more committed can you be to making the ocean safer and more protected? So,
and now you can check this out, blueRing.blue, B-L-U-E, by the way, and check out the website. But basically, you sign up and pay a small fee contributed to like ocean conservation or what?
Correct. Yeah. So it's a $25 annual membership. You get to marry the ocean. And I was trying to be very clever about my spelling. So it's actually spelled M-E-R-Y, like La Mer, the sea. So it's actually trademarked. Uh-huh. So you can marry the ocean for $25 a year, and I will send you a ring or a pendant, whichever you prefer, to kind of show off your commitment. And then every year, the idea is to fund different ocean conservation projects. And the first one's kind of big. So,
all right. CJ would like a pendant, and Bubble Boy would like a belly ring.
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Sure.
If you marry the ocean and then you dive a non-salty body of water, like a spring or a lake or aquarius, are you in fact cheating on the ocean?
Oh!
You're not. The ocean's pretty cool that way. The ocean just sort of goes with the flow.
So it's
an open
relationship.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's all love.
I don't want to be stuck
so
with just
good
one,
for everybody.
One mode of diving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, don't worry about that. Not even a problem.
Well, some of the conservation efforts that this program funds, I know you work or you have a connection, to Sylvia Earle's project, too.
I do.
And
Yeah, this is kind of cool. So I've actually known Sylvia since I was 9 years old, and she's pretty much the reason that I do what I do, which is fun. And since then, she's been talking about how we need citizen submarines that can go explore the oceans and that are available to people who don't have tons of money to spend on them, because that's always the problem with ocean exploration. It's really cost prohibitive, and it's sort of usually only for corporations with tons of money or people with tons of money, and we just kind of don't think that that's fair anymore. So the idea is to raise enough money to build two citizen submarines. They're three-person submersibles that go down to 1,000 meters. Mm. They will be named Hope 1 and Hope 2 because Sylvia has Mission Blue, and they designate hope spots. So sort of like a hot spot, but a hope spot is meant to be a place of particular importance in the ocean world that we should be paying attention to and making sure that it stays more protected than some of the other areas. So the idea is to build these subs so that everyone can go see hope spots.
Yeah, that's nice. And this is one of the ways where, you can help fund that project as well by marrying the ocean.
75% of the membership fee goes towards that.
Well, it's a very creative idea for sure. I've never seen anything like this. And I think it's kind of cool. I mean,
I don't know
if I want the pendant or ring, but I don't know. What do you...
What about a tattoo?
Well, no.
Well, and there's going to be some new stuff available very soon. As of June 8th, so on Ocean's Day, I'm launching my Blue Ring line, which is kind of fun. So I'm going to have really cool stainless steel blue straws, because one of the biggest issues with the ocean is plastic pollution.
Right.
And straws are a big one that is really easy to cut back on, straws and bags and water bottles. So I'm going to be doing stainless steel water bottles, stainless steel straws, mesh produce bags, and bamboo cutlery, so you don't have to use single-use plastic
very cool
utensils
now,
anymore.
Are you going to be out of the scuba show here in a few weeks, too, or you're not doing that?
I'm going to try to. I have yet to book any flights, but I am going to try to be there. I think it would be a lot of fun.
It's a cool idea. You can marry the ocean. BlueRing.blue. Go there. And Alex, awesome stuff. Good
Thanks
luck to
much.
You, and keep it up. I like it.
I will. All right.
There you go. All right. So who's going to marry her first?
Well,
I mean, not Alex. I mean, the motion.
I got to think about it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll think about it over the break, and we'll come back with hour two. And we'll talk a little bit more about what's happening at the scuba show with the big man in charge, Mr. Mark Young. Yeah. He's coming on, and there's an interesting little connection to Sea Hunt. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.